David's Daily Digital Dollop, dollop 246. So by the end of today, I will then be 7 dollops behind. So it's quite a bit of an ask, but I have to do it before the 31st of December. But I've kind of been given a bit of a helping hand here. I'm sort of utilising child labour in today's dollop, because a few weeks ago I received a comment from Claire Boyd, a regular, a dollop regular, definitely a dollop regular, as she, I think, has listened to every single dollop since the start. So she is one of the few who have done that. I mean, there's a lot of you still with us, and there's a lot of new people, and there's a lot of people who've been with us maybe since like dollop 150 or dollop 200, and thank you for that. But Claire has been there since the start, and she had a request of me. She wanted to know whether a young dollop fan, now I'm not sure if this is a real nephew or a surrogate nephew, but he has been listening to the dollops. Now, not all the dollops. Thank you very much. You see, that proves it. There you go. Intel just told me that Intel has installed an update. I don't need to know. You know, just do it. Stop being so needy. I've installed an update. Well done, Intel. Well done. Anyway, hasn't listened to all the dollops, I hasten to add, because he is only 8 years old. So he won't have listened to... Well, actually, I don't want to say the names of the ones that he won't listen to, because he'll be listening to this dollop. So it would kind of defeat the whole objective. I was like, oh, he hasn't listened to the one about the... Claire sort of censors them for him first and decide whether it's friendly for an 8 year old. So he came to our gig in Stockton, our Christmas gig in Stockton, and he wanted to talk to me. He wanted to ask me some questions about the dollop and about me. And I thought, well, it'll be a nice thing to do, especially around sort of Christmas time as well. And also, you know, I've got to release 2 dollops a day. I only have to put half the effort in. I'll get a child to do the rest. You know, I'll get a child to say all the funny stuff. It'll make me look good as well. Excellent. So it's kind of me exploiting a child, really. I made it out to be me doing a nice thing there, but really it's me just exploiting a child there, you know. So the idea was he was going to ask me some questions, and then I would record it and play some of it on the dollop. And that is what I'm going to do right now. So here are some questions from Jarrett. We cover an interesting range of topics.
How did you actually get blind?
See, already, I think I can already predict what Jarrett's going to be when he's older. A taxi driver. He's already got the first question there, hasn't he? I've talked about it before on the dollops that every single time I get into a taxi, it's the first question. How long have you been blind? How did you get blind? I already can predict what Jarrett's line of work is going to be there.
How did you actually get blind?
Well, I had cancer when I was young, when I was like 6 months old. So I could see for 9 months, technically, but 3 of those months I was asleep with cancer, and the first 6 months I don't obviously have any conscious memory of anything whatsoever. I wouldn't really be able to see very much, would I? All I would remember, if I could remember what I saw, would just be like dirty nappies, my mother's breasts, Jarrett's. That's what I'd be looking at when I was breastfeeding, that kind of thing. That's not the kind of thing that I'd really want to remember as a...
My sister's already got a lot of breasts already.
Your sister's what? You're whispering in my ear? Your sister's what? Your sister's already got her breasts already. All right, okay. Well, thank you for whispering that bit of information to us there, Jarrett. Excellent.
When do you think you're going to be able to see properly?
I don't know.
Because doctors might, later in the future, create something that can actually make people be able to see again. And I know a secret to if you're blind or you need glasses, and if you try doing a tiny hole with your hand so tiny that you can at least see through it, it might not just look like blurs. It might actually look like you might actually get a picture.
Maybe. Well, the thing about being able to see again is, if I could see again, I might not want to be able to in a way, because it might take a long time for my brain to remember what it's like to see. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't really been able to see before, so I'd be completely dazzled, wouldn't I, by all the new information that's coming towards me. And it'd be quite scary in a way. You know, I'd have to relearn things. So just because I can see doesn't mean to say my brain would know what to do with the information. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes lots of sense.
Yeah, so my brain might not know what to do with the information, so actually by being able to see better, I might actually be more... It might be worse for me. If you could only see 3 things in the world, what would they be? If I said you can only see 3 things, what would it be?
Donuts.
Donuts, good one. Good choice, yeah. Definitely, that's a must. That's what everyone would say, obviously. It's quite the obvious one.
He then tried to rack his brain for other things that he would like to see. He couldn't really think of anything. It took him quite a while, but he was adamant that donuts was definitely on the list there. But after that, his sort of brain was like, oh, I can't possibly imagine anything else that I'd need to see. Once I've got me donuts sorted, once I can see the donuts, I'm absolutely fine. He wasn't bothered about seeing the face of his mum or none of that nonsense. He just wants to see donuts. And after that, his brain can't think of anything else.
David's Daily Dollop.
Yeah, David's Daily Digital Dollop. Let's give it its proper title, the respect that it deserves, Jared.
D-D-D-D.
D-D-D-D, yeah. That's what the Irish call it, yeah.
And that all matches the same letter.
It does. That's very clever of me, isn't it?
This is a danger warning. Do not ever try eating in a full packing of salt. I did it once. My mouth was like... The salt was like punching my taste buds. It hurt me so bad.
Oh dear.
I felt like my belly was going to shoot out a ray of puke. That would have been G-O-R-S-S.
Gorse.
I said an R in that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ah, right. I'm not sure you did. I could edit one in, though, if it would help.
Okay. David's Digital Daily Dollop.
David's Daily Digital Dollop. And I
listen to it.
You do? I'm quite surprised. So you're 8-year-old and you listen to David's Daily Digital Dollop. Well, then what have you been your highlights?
I remember, like, a Wi-Fi one.
The Wi-Fi kettle. You remember that? Classic moments in the Dollop archive there, Jared, yeah? Well, I'm quite surprised. You might be, I think, the youngest Dollop listener.
You haven't listened to them all yet, have you?
Not all of them.
No, it's like, I should have the ones that... Well, you've got Claire to censor which ones are good for an 8-year-old and then which ones are good for a 9-year-old. It can be like Harry Potter, you know, you can grow up with them.
Jared, what's your favourite Christmas song that you're practising for school?
Do they know it's Christmas?
Oh, yeah, you're going to give us a little song now.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
So I think it all sounds a lot better with nachos in your mouth. Yeah.
Kind of how I was trying to get towards.
It's a bit.
Doctor.
You can't like start singing a song about world hunger while stuffing your face full of nachos, Jarrett.
Well,
so there you are, my little chat with Jarrett there. I think, as I say, the youngest Dollop listener, certainly the youngest Dollop listener that I'm aware of, but I might be wrong. If there's somebody out there whose child listens to the Dollop and are younger than 8, let me know. Anyway, thank you very much, Jarrett there and Claire, for helping me out with another Dollop. That didn't take me very long to do. So it was good. Just bash that one out. Anybody else got any children that you'd like me to talk to? Come on. I'll be flying through these dollops. Any more children I can exploit for the purposes of catching up with the dollops. I shall be back tomorrow for dollop... Well, I'm going to have to do two, aren't I? Need to catch up, so then I'll be 7 days behind. No, I'll be 6 days behind. Oh, easy. Dollop 247 and Dollop 248. But until then, thank you for listening. Goodbye.